Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
News came out this week that there is a new big boss from an ownership perspective for the Minnesota Twins. Still a Polad. Joe Polad doing his first radio interview with us live here on CCO. Joe, nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
Congratulations.
Nice to be talking to you. Yes, thank you very much.
Look, are you at Target Field right now? Does it feel like baseball?
You know, the weather just said it's 32 or 22 degrees yeah. here, and it looks like it, you know. But, yes, I am at the ballpark. I'm squeezed right between Dave St. Peter and Laura Day, so I plan on staying.
You're sticking around at that ballpark.
I'm sticking around.
Well, you may have a little more job security over there than you did when you ran a couple of radio stations here in town.
I think you're right. But I loved my time over at the radio station, so I don't have anything bad to say.
Those were great stations, although I am a little concerned about the mindset of someone who is a radio executive also running our beloved baseball team. I've worked for enough goofs in broadcasting. It just has me a little nervous. That's all I'm saying.
You know what it is? It's just we've got the outside-the-box thinking. Hopefully that's a good thing. And that's something that my uncle had, and I think that's something that a lot of the employees here have. So hopefully I can be added to that culture.
Well, you really, with the team, have been involved with a lot of the innovative efforts, right? You were involved in the tech accelerator that's happened over there, which is super fascinating in the realm of a professional sports team. You led the rebranding that was just unveiled last week. What of the things you've done with the Twins, what is the most fun thing that you've done with the team so far?
Well, you're right. I was part of both of those things. And, in fact, I was over at the Tech Accelerator this morning for about 6 hours, which is really something exciting that we're doing. But I'd say the most fun thing was the rebrand was great. It really was. But we've got a lot of energy being put into just how we're thinking about evolving our fan experience. There's just a lot of conversations going on about that, how we can energize our fan base. You know, there's the product on the field, which Derek and Thad and his team is focused on. But then what else can we energize our fan base around, both at the ballpark and outside of the ballpark? So, you know, I think being a part of that, and I've been a part of that my, you know, in different aspects of my career here. And I hope to continue to be a part of those conversations moving forward.
We're talking with Joe Polad, the executive chair of the Twins, kind of the chief ownership, day-to-day representative inside the Twins organization. Joe, you know, you talk about that fan experience. Why do you think attendance was so low last year? You had a competitive product on the team, at least for most of the season. It was a very exciting team and then sort of fell off at the end. But why do you think attendance was so low? Worst year in Target Field history, right?
Yeah, you know, I think it was probably a number of factors. One, it's probably the rebound of COVID. You know, some of the aspects going on with the city, which I think we collectively here at the Twins feel like the city's coming back to life, and it will continue to over the coming months. But then, you know, as it relates to our team, we couldn't really ever get, you know, it was always two steps forward or one step forward, two steps back, especially on an injury front. And our team never really had that identity to it. We had a number of star players with Correa and Buxton, but we couldn't really get that momentum that we needed to have that identity and get the fans back to the field. I'm confident that that will happen here moving forward.
Joe Polad with us talking about the Twins, talking about his leadership. with the last name Polad, you have known this all your life. You're in the public yep. eye. Fans, of course, want to win. Your family, the wealthiest owners in baseball. Many fans believe that the Polads are cheap. The Polad pocket protector. You've heard all of this. You've heard all of this a million times. What do you say?
And I'm trying to stay away from the comments, and you're just throwing them in my face here. But
well, what do you say to that? Because I look at Correa and say, here's a team that's willing to spend, willing to go out there and try to win. Here's ownership willing to spend. But what do you say when you hear that stuff?
No, I think from a fan standpoint, they want to win, right? And they want us, and in this case, you know, my family and me now, I guess, to do more and more. And I can understand that from a fan standpoint. I think, you know, for organizationally and from an ownership standpoint, you know, we need to make smart decisions. And we're trying to look at it both short-term and long-term. And from a fan standpoint, it's really hard to see beyond just this year. I'm not trying to speak for all the fans right now.
Right.
But we're trying to make the best decisions that we can for both this year and for the future. And we're not trying to, we don't want to make a decision that's going to benefit us in the short term, but harm us down the road. And so that's kind of how we're thinking about it. So, but I can understand from a fan that just wants to win right now, why that might not be enough if we're making a decision that they're not happy with in the short term.
Does it bug you when people say that sort of stuff? I mean, it is your family. It's hard to separate like the personal side of it, you know?
You know, I've grown up with it. Just kind of the being in the public eye, so to speak. My whole life, some of the negative publicity. And so you just kind of become immune to it. And, you know, that may not be a good thing, but it doesn't affect me the same way that, you know, people may think it does. And so it's certainly not a great thing when you hear and feel that negative press, but
well, you should read my Twitter replies. Like, I can relate to this, Joe. You do kind of get a thick skin about it. Every once in a while, somebody gets under somebody breaks through the veneer, but you do have to sort of build that up, you know?
Yeah, you got to put your head down and just kind of do what you think is best and do what the smart people around you, in this case, the organization that you collectively think is the right thing to do.
Do you have kind of an inner circle? You know, that I think I talk about this with my friends a lot, that as you get to that 40-year-old point, you start to narrow the friend circle to the people who will call you out on your BS, you know?
Like, yeah,
I have a couple guys in my inner, a couple women too, who will tell me, like, come on, Jason. Like, no. Do you have that?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny you say that. I was talking with a friend from school the other day, and he said, I see somebody three times a year. I said, oh, so he's your best friend then. Yeah, from a inner circle standpoint, yeah, I've got a group of friends from high school that I see regularly. And then and they keep me honest from a friend standpoint. I'm really close with my family and my brothers and my dad. And then from a work standpoint, you know, we've got some incredible people that work at the Twins. And I know, you know, to our earlier conversation, people will say what they say about Derek. Derek's an incredible employee to have at the organization. And he is a part of that inner circle. Dave's a part of that inner circle. And then we've got a few other people that, you know, I trust implicitly here. So, yeah, I feel like I have people that will tell me when I'm doing something that I shouldn't be and that can support me when I need that. So,
Joe Polad, taking over day-to-day ownership responsibilities with the Minnesota Twins, talking with us on Drive Time with DeRussia. You and your family, you guys live in Minneapolis? You're in the city?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So you've got three sons, right? How old are your kids?
They are 11, 7 and 6, three boys.
Now, are they, so look, I will say one of my biggest failures as a father has been trying to get my kids to be hardcore baseball fans. And they tell me I sort of screwed this up when I brought them to the Metrodome and was trying to get them to keep score with the score sheet, that maybe I ruined it for them. I liked keeping score as a kid. Like, that's how I liked following a baseball game. Are your kids fans, or did you fail with one of your kids?
No, I think my version of that is my oldest son is a hardcore baseball fan, and I think my other two, the 7 and 6 year old, are a little younger.
Yeah.
And so they're not as into it yet. But you know, the first time you bring them into a press box, everybody makes that mistake where they stand up and cheer, and then they just kind of get yelled at, right?
Yes.
So I grew up learning about baseball sitting in a press box, and so I don't ever cheer. And so it's one of those things. And so now Sam, my oldest, never sees me cheer, and my kids never see me cheer. And so I sometimes have to force myself to cheer for them.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm not a fan. It's just because that's
how it was.
Baseball,
yes.
That's what you do.
Right.
So
you don't want to look like a rube up there in the press box.
Yeah.
You're supposed to
exactly.
be quiet.
That's my version of your keeping score.
Exactly. Yeah. The kids are like, what is this? What is this? Now they're good. Now they're good. It just took a little while. I got a 17 and a 15 year old, and I want those kids to experience a playoff win at Target Field. I'm sure you want the same for your kids.
Absolutely. And I assure you and all other fans that that's something that is a constant conversation here. We understand the past, our history, and the 18 consecutive losses, and that is a driving force for our organization, that we need to not only return to the playoffs, but win in the playoffs. And we are committed to that. And I assure all of those, whatever you call them, pocket protectors, that I am committed to getting over that hurdle, as are others here.
Joe Polad, before I let you go, I need to know your family, you and your family's top three restaurants. What are your favorite restaurants in Minneapolis?
Well, number one is Kaluna. My wife and I have been going there often.
So great.
So, and then we go to St. Genevieve quite a bit.
Nice.
And if for all those out west, Grocer's Table is a great place as well.
Wow. A little family connection there. Another poll ad. The next generation who is doing amazing things. If you can do half as well as is happening out there at Grocer's Table, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I hear you're a fan of the cookie.
I do.
The chocolate chip cookie.
The cookie is good. The cookie is good. This interview might have been softer if you had sent over a cookie. I'm just saying.
Joe, next time you have me on, I'll deliver some, all right?
All right, let's do that. This was terrific. Nice to talk to you, Joe Polad.
Nice to you,
We're all cheering for you, man. We're all cheering for you.
Appreciate
Congratulations.
It.
All right, 351. We'll come right back after a quick break here on CCO.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.